news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday sort of punted when it came to Roe v. Wade. They decided to leave blocked a provision in Indiana law that says the state may prohibit abortions based on race, sex, or disability. But the court did allow another part of the law requiring clinics to bury or cremate fetal remains to take effect. This case did open a huge divide on the court on this topic, as dueling footnotes from Justices Clarence Thomas and Ruth Bader Ginsburg to the unsigned opinion show battle lines being drawn for future abortion cases. And other states continue cracking down on abortion access. On Friday, Missouri could become the first state since Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973 to no longer offer abortions. The state's health department is expected to block services at the last health center providing abortions beginning June 1st. Speaking of the Supreme Court, was Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. At a Paducah Chamber of Commerce luncheon in Kentucky on Tuesday, McConnell was asked by a member of the audience, should a Supreme Court justice die next year, what will your position be on filling that spot? He responded while smirking, I would fill it. A response that reportedly drew laughter from the crowd. Of course, McConnell infamously refused to consider President Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland in 2016, claiming that a president should not be able to name a judge to the Supreme Court during an election year. When confronted with the hypocrisy of that answer, McConnell's explanation changed, saying the decision not to consider Garland's nomination was because the Senate was held by a different party than the president leading into an election.
Bullshit.
It's also imperative to note that the same, quote, leader stated clearly that if Hillary Clinton had won, he would not allow a hearing and vote on her nominee. He, with the backing of his party, including people like John McCain, actually said they'd hold the seat open for the entire 4 years of her term.
I promise you that we will be united against any Supreme Court nominee that Hillary Clinton, if she were president, would put up.
Yeah, that's your reasonable John McCain for you. Meanwhile, there is a reasonable Republican. His name is Justin Amash. He's a congressman from Michigan, and he held a town hall meeting in Grand Rapids Tuesday evening where he received multiple standing ovations from a mostly friendly crowd. Amash was catapulted into the national spotlight last week when he tweeted a lengthy screed explaining that after a full reading of the Mueller report, it became apparent to him that Donald Trump must be impeached.
I'm confident that if you read Volume 2, you will be appalled at much of the conduct. And I was appalled by it. And that's why I stated what I stated. That's why I came to that conclusion, because I think we can't let conduct like that go unchecked. Congress has a duty to keep the president in check. We have a job to do. And I think we owe it to the American people to represent them. And that's why I took the position I did, and I would do it whether it was a Democratic president or a Republican president. It doesn't matter to me.
He ended the event that ran 2 hours instead of the one scheduled by letting on that others agree with him.
A lot of them think I'm right about the Mueller report, and they just won't say it. There are a lot of the Republicans. And what they'll say to me is, Justin, going out publicly with that, you know the Democrats will never support you. You know that they're hypocrites on this stuff. And I say, you know, some of them are, some of them aren't, but it doesn't matter to me. Because you have to look at what you're doing first. And if you have a society where all we care about is that the other side is bad, and therefore we don't have to do the right thing, that society will break down and you will have no liberty. For those of you who care about liberty, who care about our Constitution, I assure you, the surest way to make our Constitution a dead letter is to have a society where we all hate each other and we don't care about what the other side is doing, what they're doing right or wrong. We're just going to hate them and disagree with them. That's the surest way to destroy our Constitution. And I refuse to be a part of that. I will always stand up for liberty, stand up for our Constitution.
Amash went back to Twitter Tuesday to give his Trump treatment to Attorney General William Barr. James Comey is back with a new op-ed in the Washington Post in which he argues that we shouldn't ignore Trump's rants because, quote, millions of good people believe what a president of the United States says. But Comey focused on what he calls Trump's lies, quote, that the FBI was corrupt and committed treason, that they spied on the Trump campaign and tried to defeat him. He directly addressed the false narrative being echoed by Fox or state TV, writing, quote, there is a reason the non-fringe media doesn't spend much time on this, quote, treason and corruption business. The conspiracy theory makes no sense. But go ahead, investigate the investigators if you must. When those investigations are over, you will find the work was done appropriately and focused only on discerning the truth of very serious allegations. There was no corruption. There was no treason. There was no attempted coup. Those are lies, and dumb lies at that. The words of James Comey in his Washington Post op-ed. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.